Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley here with
John Belinky from the Rock and Roll for Children Foundation.
Hey, John, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. It's an annual event, a great cause, fun time here. This year it's Saturday, March 21st at the Fillmore in Silver Spring. Doors open at 6:30, benefiting Children's Inn at NIH. All right, awesome. Before we dive into this year, you know, we got a great lineup again. Start with a little more of an overview. You know, how long has the event been going on? You know, how long have you seen it grow since the beginning?
Well, we've run events probably since 2002, and we formalized the charity in 2007, 2008. So it's been really an organization for 12 years, and it's grown from a private event under a tent in my backyard to 1,000 people rocking at the Fillmore.
That's awesome. How many years have you been at the Fillmore now?
We've been at the Fillmore, I guess this is going to be our, I want to say, fourth year, maybe fifth year.
Okay.
We were at, you know, Bethesda before then, and we kind of outgrew the Blues and Jazz Club.
Gotcha. Yeah, it seems like it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. I want to go into this year's lineup for sure, but before we even do that, why don't you give me an idea, rattle off some of the big names that have played past years, and then we'll get into this year.
Oh, gosh. We've had Colin Hay from Men at Work. We've had Rick Derringer. We've had Eric Martin from Mr. Big. We've had folks from the backup singers from the Rolling Stones. We've had Will Lee from the Letterman Show Band. We've had, Carmine Appice on drums from Vanilla Fudge. We've had Nils Lofgren from the E Street Band and Stevie Van Zandt from the E Street Band and Martina McBride from the country world, which I confess is not my area, but we've had Ann Wilson from Heart. I mean, the list keeps going on and on.
That's awesome.
It's been a tremendous amount of fun, and each year, amazingly enough, is a better and better show. So, and I think this year we're going to top ourselves.
All right. Well, so without further ado, who do we have this year? Some returning names I see, but also some new ones.
Well, we have some returning names. Christine Ullman, who's the lead vocalist in the Saturday Night Live band, and Snuffy Walden, who is formerly Chaka Khan's lead guitarist, and he's a very famous TV composer who's done things like West Wing and 30-something and a bunch of shows that are on now with Alan Sorkin. They're both on our board, and they're returning. A very good friend of the charity is Ricky Bird, who is was with Joan Jett and the Blackhearts and is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And Liberty DeVito is also a very close friend of the charity, who is Billy Joel's 18-year drummer. We also have the New York Horns, Chris Anderson, Neil Pauly, and John Isley, who also play as Southside Johnny's Horns, and they're amazing. And new this year for us, we have Brian Howe from Bad Company, Felicia Collins from the Letterman Show Band or the CPS Orchestra, depending on, you know, how you know it. Rob Arthur, who's the keyboardist, for many years with Peter Frampton. And Jeff Adams from Starship.
So, yeah, basically every band you know and love, you've been listening to all these people for decades now. And now explain how it's cool that, you know, now explain how it works. So you reach out to each of them and then you bring them all together for an all-star band that our listeners get to watch on stage. Explain sort of how that coming together works.
Well, this set list reads like a who's who of the songs that we've all known and listened to for, you know, 20, 30 years. These are the folks that recorded these songs, the vocalists who sang them, the drummers who played on them. These songs are just like listening to the album. And these musicians are an unbelievable caliber of skills, and they stand up there and after a sound check, you know, play like they've been playing together for years. It's really an amazing thing to watch.
That's awesome. All right, so you have the show, obviously, but explain also some of the peripheral things, too, because I know there's a big auction of memorabilia every year.
We have some amazing memorabilia. The sad news is that, you know, rock and roll icons keep passing away. The good news is that our auction has stuff from all of them, whether it's a signed purple guitar from Prince or a signed guitar from Tom Petty or a guitar with an inscription signed by B.B. King. I mean, there's a lot of stuff from rock and roll icons who are unfortunately not with us anymore. And then there's a lot of other stuff, whether it's from Cyndi Lauper or other performers who are active out there, the Rolling Stones, the E Street Band. We have an amazing collection of stuff, and it's available to see right now on our website, rockandrollforchildren.org. So in addition to that, there are trips being offered, auctioned. There's a live auction. There's an African safari. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that's available. Some amazing, rare, I'm not a Scotch guy, but single malt Scotch and amazing wines that have been donated. It's just a very eclectic group of stuff. Mostly awesome. Memorabilia, course, but something for everybody.
For sure. And then, of course, all you know, the reason we're auctioning it off and doing the show is to benefit the Children's Inn at NIH. Explain why that partnership is, you know, near and dear to your heart, why that was, you know, the charity of choice all these years.
Well, I'm very fortunate that I have four healthy daughters, and being somebody who spent his career in the insurance business, I have seen more than my share of heartbreak and problems with sick children. And that's the cause that always resonated with me and why I started this charity. The Children's Inn is really a gem in our area that many people don't know about. And if they do, they don't realize the scope of what they do. The Children's Inn is a residential facility inside the secured campus of NIH. And when a child has to go for what is really kind of a last resort treatment, experimental treatments, because everything else has failed or they've exhausted everything that's available to them, and they qualify for some program at NIH, they're typically away for months. And these are, you know, often young children, and it splits up a family. And the whole idea of the Children's Inn is both to give that child in treatment a place away from all the needles and the IV drips and the poking and prodding, but also a place where families can stay together. The Muslim family has a kitchen where they can cook their food. The kosher family has a kitchen where they can cook their food, or they can eat in communal facilities. There are tutors for the siblings that are not in treatment at NIH, so they don't miss school. And essentially, it keeps families together. The best part about this is none of these families need to pay. This is all done with private funds, not government funds like NIH. The Children's Inn is completely privately supported. And they serve 1,500 children at the moment, 1,500 families, from 95 countries. So while it's located in the D.C. area, this is really a global program, a global facility, and it really helps kids in need from any place in the world. And none of these kids have to pay, and that is really something that's worthy of all of us stepping up.
That's awesome. And I don't know if you have the stats at your fingertips, man, but do you have any idea, you know, how much you could have raised for that?
We're certainly well over $1 million in funds that we've raised since we've been doing this. And outside the big pharmaceutical companies, we are the largest consistent annual donor at the end.
Awesome. All right. Well, I guess sort of just in closing, not only that, you know, is it raising that money for a good cause, but you know why? Just wrap it up. You know, send us home here. Why should our listeners come out?
I mean, I'll say it to you this way. Everybody's looking for something to do on a Saturday night. There is no better rock and roll show in the D.C. area that I'm aware of or that I have seen here than this group of musicians playing together. And the tickets are not that expensive. They're tax deductible. All the money after the event costs goes to the charity because we are a volunteer organization. None of us get paid. This is a labor of love. And I can't think of any place better to spend your Saturday night. And, you know, the Fillmore's drinks are cold and ready for you.
That's perfect. Again, everybody, it's Saturday, March 21st at Fillmore in Silver Spring, benefiting Children's Inn at NIH. Rock and Roll for Children, John Belenky. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's my pleasure. And Jason, thank you for your support, and hope to see you there.